Tiny Beautiful Things is a selection of my Dear Sugar columns. Many were originally published on therumpus.net. Others appear here for the first time. The letters in this book were emailed to Sugar via an anonymous form on The Rumpus or mailed directly to Sugar's email address. Most people who sent me letters didn't know I was Cheryl Strayed, and likewise, most of the letter writers were entirely anonymous to me. This book is a collection of intimate exchanges between strangers. In some cases, I lightly edited the letters for length or clarity, but most appear exactly as they were written by people who felt moved to write to me. Some letters are about romance and love, others are about grief and loss, and others still about money or family troubles. My criteria for selecting letters to answer in the Dear Sugar column are highly subjective. I'll answer anything, so long as it interests or challenges or touches me. What sort of advice do I give? The best I can think of. Like an iron bell. Dear Sugar, my 20-year marriage fell apart. Whose fault? Mine? My wife's? Society's? I don't know. We were too immature to get married back in the 80s, and we both worked hard to avoid dealing with the unhappiness that was hanging over us. But that's in the past. I've had a few relationships in the 3 years since the split, one casual, one serious, and one current. There was no issue with the casual one. I was upfront about not wanting to settle down so soon. The second one started out casual, and I actually broke it off when she got serious. But I couldn't stay away, and promised to consider long-term plans with her. I also told her I loved her after a year of avoiding that word, the definition of which I don't really understand. I balked when it came time to piss or get off the pot, and I lost both a lover and a friend in her. Now I've again met a woman with whom I click very nicely. We've been dating and being intimate for about 4 months. She's going through a bitter divorce and wasn't looking for a commitment. That sounded perfect, but in reality, neither of us was interested in dating more than one person. So here we are in an exclusive relationship. She sounds like she's falling in love with me, though she won't say the word. I'm avoiding that word as well, but clearly we're both thinking it. I'm afraid of saying it out loud, as my experience shows that word love comes loaded with promises and commitments that are highly fragile and easily broken. My question to you is, when is it right to take that big step and say, I love you? And what is this love thing all about? Best, Johnny.